Are you a fat 20-year-old with a really dumb mother? Well, he just might be your father. It's Johnny B on 102.5 The Bone.
She's still on him.
She is.
She's not going to stop. Can't stop, won't stop. Bad Boy for Life. Welcome back to Johnny B Show. We got about 20 more minutes with you before we turn you over to the Ask the Dom replay from Wednesday night. We've had a pretty action-packed night tonight. Eric Young to Voodoo Chef.
Great word for that.
Officially making me part of the Voodoo crew. I'll be in Gasparilla with my Voodoo crew for the day parade, the children's parade, the night parade. I'm excited. I'm a Voodoo crew member now, for reals.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Hashtag jealous.
Hashtag you should be. Hashtag I'll show you pictures after I'm done. He brought in all his great rubs and sauces. You can check it out, voodoochef.com. And, of course, TM Powell from the CW44. I'm sorry. I just watched him get squashed again. It's so funny. From the CW44 called in and gave us his quick review on Doctor Strange. He will be doing it on air on 44 in the Town tomorrow, talking about the movie as he saw it earlier in the week. And also on 44 on the Town tomorrow on the CW44, 11 a.m., Beyond the Mic, interview from Vanessa of me.
You?
Yeah. I saw the still shots from the editing. I look pretty adorable.
You do, bro. Nobody rocks a hat and a suit and a t-shirt quite like you do.
I've seen a couple people around here do it.
Ian Beckles does it.
Yes.
I'm not going to lie. Okay, you guys are like 1 and 1A.
We have very similar styles, that we have kind of that old school Boyz II Men, Cooley High Harmony vibe about ourselves.
Yeah.
We're just really good-looking black dudes.
You should both probably harmonize together.
Yeah, I would.
Be awesome.
Yeah. Mm, boom, boom, da, da. Mm, boom, boom, da, da. Da, ya, ya, ya.
Yep.
Yep. Anyway,
what? I don't know if you saw Rob's comment on your Facebook Live video.
I did not.
Rob
Gargiulio?
That guy, the executive producer of the Mike Calta Show.
Yes, the best in the biz.
Johnny B is my hero.
Aw.
On your Facebook Live video of Isaiah getting squashed.
That makes me so happy and warms my cockles up. We do have in studio one of my favorites in entertainment, any kind of entertainment, really. Ricky Waters is here. She is a BBW fetish superstar. And I've already told her she's not allowed to lose any more weight for some reason. She's been cleansing and pooping and trying to lose weight, and I don't appreciate it at all because I like her just the way she is. I even liked her when she was 60 pounds heavier, just the way she is. I'm not even shy about it. Like, I was talking to my girlfriend about you, and I go, wait till you see how hot this chick is. And she's like, okay, I'm really excited. And then I showed her a picture, and she was like, she is really cute. And I go, that's what I try to tell you.
Can I ask Isaiah what he's tweeting from underneath?
Oh, my God. He should have been on Facebook Live himself while it was happening.
By the way, what she means by underneath, the biggest fetish model I have ever met, very beautiful Tiffany Cushenberry, is squashing Isaiah, one of our producers here. He's called Creeper Chavez because he creeps girls out. Now he is getting what he deserves. He is being squashed by a 500-plus pound fetish model. They are on the couch right now. By the way, way stronger than I thought it was going to be. That couch?
Yes.
That is a good couch.
You know who? Isaiah is way stronger than his whole body.
He's been dead for about 10 minutes now, I believe.
But he was rubbing her belly.
He's actually enjoying the
I think he
hell
likes
hell
it for sure.
Just post-mortem twitches.
He is. In case you haven't seen any of The Walking Dead this season, the episode 4 is being filmed right now in the studio. Yeah. I'm a zombie now. Thank you, guys. That's really nice. Facebook Live, I put it up on my Facebook page.
I did as well.
Yes. It's all over the internet now.
It's all over.
So I got people texting me. People, I don't even know their numbers. Like, it's just random numbers popping up on my phone going, where is Isaiah? What is going on right now? Yeah, it's going a little nuts right now, so no pun intended, you know what I mean? Ricky, you said right now you're kind of like in a lull with your appearances and things like that?
Yeah, I'm kind of just laying low.
Well, yeah.
Just doing the house
You know who's laying low is Isaiah right now.
He's moving. He has sat up.
He got up.
He has stood up.
Here's what he don't know. This is just a breather. We're actually going to get her to squash him again in about 2 minutes. No. So yeah,
I think he's tapping out.
Okay.
Can I say that?
All right. No, no, it's fine. Tiffany, come back over and put the headphones on. I would love to hear.
Where'd my glasses go?
Where did my glasses go?
Oh, hold on. They're actually in her butt. We'll get them real fast. There you go. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was the greatest thing that's ever happened to me.
Vision
Thank
works.
You all. Thank you all for coming
yeah,
in.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, so good.
God, I love my life.
I know.
Tiffany
blessed
is,
AF.
Yeah. She's one of my favorite people
yeah.
to work with.
Me too.
You are fun. Both of you are very fun.
Yeah. You. I would love to just, you know, I don't have to be involved, but next time you guys have a party where all this is going on, I just want to stand in the corner and like have a beer and just, you know, if you need me for like moral support, I'll be like, yeah, squash that bitch. You know what I mean? Or something like that.
She squashed me a few times.
Oh, stop it. I want to see her squash you. That'd be great.
We have time.
When we first met, she was so tiny.
We totally have
what?
Time.
Were you like 214?
I was like 170.
170? Ugh. Too skinny. Nobody wants that.
So small.
Gross.
Yeah, and with
the big
my
boobs.
My arms were all muscular.
Oh.
Muscles are so gross.
Job.
My breakfast was 180 this morning. What are you talking about? You can't live like that.
So gross.
Tiffany, like what do you, how do you keep up your physique? I mean, do you have a diet plan or is this like a natural thing with you? Like is there training involved? Because you're very agile too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot of constant eating.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't eat a lot at one time. I don't go to buffets because it's not worth it.
Right.
I buy all the food and take it home and Ooh. Just eat it over hours.
So you graze all day. Cause that's
yes.
what I've always done in my bigger days. What is your favorite thing to eat to really keep the, you know, keep the carb levels up and all that?
Brownies, cake, pizza.
Are you trying to gain weight? Are you trying to get bigger?
Yes.
Okay. What's your goal weight?
I don't have an ultimate goal.
Okay.
Right now, I'm just focusing on 600.
Okay.
Ooh, yes.
Okay. As long as I can keep going on my own and
okay.
take care of myself and everything.
You want to still be mobile?
She wants to be mobile.
And yeah, unless I have somebody that is going to take care of me.
And then you would go into the, what is that called something?
Immobility.
Immobility, okay. And then your caretaker is there like a, is it, I'm thinking it's like a fetishy thing, right?
It is.
Okay.
But really everything is, even lingerie is.
Okay.
I mean, everything is. Your body is. A fetish just like my body.
It is?
Yes.
Very much.
Oh,
so.
let me write that down. Your body is a fetish.
That
Your body
like...
is a wonderland.
Oh.
This is the sequel to that song.
I like that.
Your body is a fetish.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
There's like fitness camera.
People,
sites.
What?
There are muscle where
So this
guys,
is attract this is
yeah,
actually attractive to some
guys
people.
Guys that want you to flex.
Want me to flex?
Yeah. And there's girls
the
that
face.
Don't get naked. All they do is flex and
What?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Oh.
Well.
Like that on cam shows.
I will check that out. I will do my research.
Weird. So you're.
She's like, I'm sorry, I'm late, Johnny. I was busy flexing.
Your body is a fetish.
Yes. Yes, it is. Here we go.
I think you're supposed to be singing.
Oh, my bad.
There's words here.
Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. I don't even know how the melody goes on this song. I've heard it like twice in my life. All right, hold on.
Hashtag sigh.
Hey, hashtag shut up. Here we go.
Without
more words.
All these girls and pizzas laying all around my room. Discovering... I'm not the only dude in the room, cause there's been a guy laying up under a butt for about 15 minutes. Oh damn, he did AF. 1 mile, two every time. I gotta go to another buffet, try to meet a girl even quite as beautiful as Tiffany, but that ain't even possible, cause goddamn, she's like a Hyundai but sexier. Oh damn. Her body is a fetish. Hell yeah. Here's what I want to do. I want to hop in the middle of Tiffany and grab a GPS and make sure it can direct me to every part of her body I want to put things on. And she'll be like, let me squash you one more time, JB. Oh, hell yeah. I'm sorry about your rib cage. It'll probably take about 9 months before it stops hurting when you breathe. Yeah. You know why? Because your body is a fetish lane. Damn sure is. I said, your body is a fetish land. And I just found a skittle under your elbow.
Yes. Yeah.
Very nice.
I like it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Are you going to feed that skittle to me now?
Wow.
Girlfriend is right here.
It's okay.
Girlfriend's right here.
She can't do nothing about it. Because Tiffany will squash her toes. And that'll be a new fetish. I'll be like, I got a new fetish where Tiffany kills every girl that I date. And then we eat Skittles that we found in the couch. Maybe an M&M, hopefully not a peanut M&M, because those aren't good when you find them later. I've heard around the way.
727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Man, woo. We needed this, Tampa.
We did.
You know, with all the election crap going on.
Yeah, man, I feel good right now. I feel real good.
Like, I do. I feel refreshed. You are therapeutic, Tiffany.
She needed
this. Well, yeah, I did. I needed it.
Well, anytime.
But also, Ricky is amazing. Oh, my God.
You
know you are.
Are you guys going to start making out?
Don't play with me. Do not play with me. Seriously, this is...
Yeah. Is this an option? Yes. Yes.
You've tuned into Masturbatory Radio here on
1025.
I'm
not sure there's any hidden spots on us.
Hold on. Hold on. Turn all the cameras off. I'll be right back. And I finished.
Done.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Bone TV still. We got to get the. We need them in camera for Bone TV.
We really do.
We may have to move you, Anna, for a second.
Oh boy.
Out in the office.
Yeah.
In the hallway.
I need you to quit and leave. Is there anything you guys would like to do fetish wise before we wrap up the show? Is there anything that
got about 10 minutes?
Yeah, do you guys really? We have 8 minutes left, and we would love to.
Look at that smile.
We would love to make
look
you
at that
happy.
Smile.
No, I'm just thinking about all of the stuff that she and I have experienced over the years.
Is there anywhere where we can see videos of things that you guys have done together?
It's a hornucopia of what they've done together.
We can't even talk about it.
I don't even know how to.
No, you can't. There's things with hands and places and things and objects.
Okay, well, you know what this would be? The hot dog.
Yes, I love those.
Somebody that came over to shoot, he says,
Have
you ever seen a guy with 2 hot dogs?
Okay. Yeah.
Thought that was going to be fun until we found out it was just sliced down the middle.
Oh. What?
Yeah.
I mean,
your face on it.
Hold on.
That's what we looked like.
What the?
Yeah.
Hold please. Ew. Hold on. We gotta.
Yeah.
Hold up, please. Split penis. Oh, split penis. Why'd I have to hear that's a thing? Oh, double wing got a hold on my dream. And by dreams, I mean I'm not gonna be able to sleep tonight without thinking about a man doing that to his junkie junk. I'm so happy that we're not already 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. because I'd be fine talking about the double wing. That's some gross stuff. Why would you ever do that? Why is there a doctor that would do that for him? Why is there a warehouse in Miami that would do that for him? Why? I can't stop thinking about double wing. Hold on. Y'all had to do that with the thing with the double wing?
Well,
that happened.
You ran out of the room, right?
A slave that I had never met before.
You were so get closer to the mic. This is crazy.
I recruited a slave. That I had never met.
That's a
Hold on, video.
Explain.
I'm confused.
Like, sex slave, right?
Like Mr. Slave.
Like he was a submissive slave.
Submissive. Thank you, God.
Okay, there we go.
Okay,
all right.
White guy, right?
Yeah.
White guy. Okay, good.
Yeah,
good.
Thank you.
Thank
God.
Jesus.
Trafficking again.
Cancel.
A white guy, right? A white guy.
Yes.
So I feel so much better that he was a white slave. Okay.
No
thanks.
Auction. No auction.
Thank God.
3 to 6 in 2 weeks, guys.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
Continue.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, so boy.
We're done.
He was like, yeah. Okay, I got to pee first. Oh, and he was sitting. And it was like, well, maybe he's just submissive. And he goes, he was talking about his panties.
Yeah.
Wearing his panties.
And panties.
Like, whatever. All
I thought it was all normal. Boys. It was normal until.
Not normal.
Until, yeah. Surprise.
Split wing.
Oh, but that's not all. There was also only.
Only good on one Halloween.
Meatball. Only one meatball.
One meatball.
Oh. Yes. What kind of fetish is
because
it when you would, have...
he would go to parties.
Oh, no.
And have other dogs take parts of him.
I don't want to hear about that. No, no.
I mean, you did ask.
You want to tell about the tattoo?
You did ask.
I got to tell you, I'll never be able to go to Five Guys again because they do that with the hot dogs at Five Guys also. Oh, hell no.
That's exactly what I thought.
Awesome. Yeah, no, yeah.
Wow.
Get microwave.
Wow.
Oh, why is this happening? Why?
Oh my God. Oh,
good God.
So sad.
I'm sad too. Why isn't Bone TV working?
I grabbed it and said, little
bunny foo-foo. Little bunny foo-foo.
Oh my God.
With the split ween.
How did he pee though? It's just a mess. It's just a mess everywhere.
He peed in everybody's general direction. I mean, come on.
He has two toilets, one on the left and one on the right.
Oh my goodness.
And like he was
hitchhiking.
Oh,
and then
no.
You broke your whip beating him.
Yeah.
And so
I beat him for making me break it.
How did he break the whip?
For being a dumb.
Now watch me whip.
Yeah,
and watch me wiener. Watch me whip. Watch my double wiener. Dude, that stanky leg. Oh, hold on. We got to the phones real quick. Avo?
And I want to be supersized.
What is going on here?
Avo, would you be willing to be squashed by Tiffany?
Oh, my God.
Oh, please.
And I'm looking for a date for next Saturday.
There you go. He will be out there next Saturday for the Mike Calta Punch Out. If we bring Avo into the ring, Tiffany... Could we get you in there to squash Avocado Rocker?
Well, no, she's just going to be my day for the evening.
No, you're getting squashed, dude.
Yeah.
You're going to love it. You're going
to
love it.
I don't think you have enough to buy her dinner.
Ooh. Yeah. Good point.
True.
Oh, solid point. That's a walk-off.
Avo, are you Team Anna, Avo?
Am I Team what?
Are you Team Anna for the Anna Carmen fight?
Yeah.
I'm Team Carmen.
What?
Oh, man.
Get out of here.
Oh, you're getting squashed, dude.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking.
Thanks for the call, though. Oh, man. Guys, thank you for being
yes,
here.
Yes, thank you.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I knew this would be amazing, but not this amazing. You guys are. I'm a huge fan.
Thank you. We're a fan of you all.
Aww,
yes, most
thank
definitely.
You so much. Aww.
This is a lot of fun.
It's good to have four or five people
and
that like me.
I got to say, the show last night was absolutely
thank
fabulous.
You.
Everybody just was cracking me
thank
up in
you.
Stitches.
It was a great lineup.
It was.
Shout out to those guys. Shout out to Rob for putting it together and doing a great job of hosting and flyering up all of Reddington Beach and Jander Gray and Todd Yeti. And that crazy, crazy son of a bitch, Cam Bertrand, who's just taken over the scene, best up-and-coming comedian. And it was a three-hour comedy show. Normally, I'd be super pissed off if I had to go up after a show's already been going on 2 hours because the crowd's tired. But you guys were a bunch of lunatics. So it was somehow that show carried 3 hours, and it was one of my prouder comedic moments in the area. It was very, very fun. And to look out there and see the faces of all Bone listeners and, of course, your pretty face. I was super happy to see everybody there last night. Thank you for coming out to Reddington Beach and Sporty's. And Sporty's, by the way, just a cool, cool dive on Gulf Boulevard. That's a cool, cool place. Charlene, Michelle, the managers and the bartenders, all those guys. It was really cool. Make sure you go check out... you can check out Ricky on Twitter. It's at Darling Ricky and at Tiffany Cush. She's so big she couldn't fit her whole name on Twitter. So you can go with funwithtiffany.com. She is so beautiful and so dope. I love her so much.
Thank you
guys, thanks again for coming on. We really appreciate
it. It was our pleasure.
Thanks again to Eric Young, the Voodoo Chef. Check him out. Voodoo Chef 13 is his Twitter handle. I am a member of the Voodoo crew now. Thank you again, TM Powell. That is... TM Pal CW44. Check me out tomorrow on TV, 11 a.m. Are you girls watching?
Sure.
Okay.
I'll be asleep.
DVR it, man. Thanks a lot for listening, guys. We will see you, or you can hear us next week during the Mike Calta Punch Out live from LBC in Palm Harbor. And I'm going to do everything in my power. If I have to get a flatbed truck to get Tiffany to smush avocado rocker, it's going to happen.
Guarantee you, if we talk to our buddy Mike Calta, he can probably make it happen.
Mike Calta can make anything happen.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That is the truth.
I forgot to even mention that. The Cowhead Roast, you actually walked Mike Calta to the stage.
Yeah, I did. That was a lot of fun.
Because he got one of the hottest girls in Tampa, that's why. have a great day, guys. Thank you so much. Enjoy your night. Don't forget Ian Beckles tomorrow, live from Cask. It's Dignitary Radio. He is one of my boys. Make sure you listen in. He will have a lot of people on with him tomorrow. So make sure you tune in 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on 102.5 The Bone. Have a wonderful night. Oh, wow.